You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. A
couple of enhanced odds offers. Sam Vokes to score and Burnley to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. And Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 5-2. That's been boosted to 3-1. This reminds me, Tom, of that Burnley-Watford game earlier in the season where Burnley were over 2-1 at home and won. And I think they look overpriced here. Statistically, it doesn't look like a good bet because they're on that run of three successive defeats in the Premier League and they've conceded 8 goals in those games, only scoring once. But we've talked about it numerous times on this podcast. They're a much better side at Turf Moor.
Much better side. They've never lost in their history at home to Bournemouth. Although this is the first ever top flight meeting between the sides, and they've not generally met, you know, many times. But you know, Burnley Astra, they're probably, you know, their worst run performance wise and result wise of the season. I was looking at Bournemouth. You know, the wins that they've had have kind of been staggered throughout. They've failed to back up wins with another win. Each victory they've had this season, you know, they failed to back it up with a win. In fact, the last 5 times they've done it in the Premier League, they failed to win the next game. And maybe the effect that game has on Liverpool, maybe there's an effect on Bournemouth as well, because Bournemouth still are where they are. I think they're a top half side, and they're just clinging on to that position now in 10th going into the weekend's games. And I just wonder whether maybe there was so much talk about that match next week. Can they back it up? Because it's the complete opposite end of the spectrum for them. You know, they're going at one of the struggling sides, one of the teams with relegation fight on that on their mind, and they're going up to Turf Moor. It's trickier, but you know, having watched a few games that Burnley have had at home, however good they've been, they do leave a lot of space on that pitch. They've gone 4-5-1 or 4-4-2 this season. And, you know, teams that like to counter attack at pace have had quite a bit of joy. You know, and teams that have gone up there and you know, sort of got their act together certainly have. You know, Palace did well against them and scored a couple of goals. I mean, ultimately these teams still lost. You know, Palace and Everton, but they did have a lot of the ball at times and there were chances. I can just see there being goals in this one. Burnley obviously need to arrest the slide, and Bournemouth buoyed by last week, and you kind of throw everything into the mix and stir it all around, and I keep coming out with the same result here: a draw with goals, a draw and both teams to score is where I'm going with this one, 16-5. Burnley aren't in great shapes, and I think they'd probably take a draw again going into those festive fixtures.
Do you think, Derek, that too much stock is being put in the win against Liverpool and the performance against Arsenal as far as Bournemouth are concerned here with this price at 6-5?
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, isn't it ridiculous? This is what you get as a punter. Bournemouth were fantastic against Arsenal and get beat 3-1. And then they were useless against Liverpool and win 4-3. Now, I say useless. People say, well, what about their comeback in the second half? I didn't see anything great from Bournemouth in that second half. I think Liverpool handed it to them. They just gave up because they thought the game was over and just eased off the gas and Bournemouth took full advantage. They didn't work any, you know, they didn't work marvellous openings. It was one of those games where you could just sense it out of sheer pressure. But yeah, the bookies are reading, your odds compilers are reading a lot into that result and the earlier performance against Arsenal, because 6-5 is mighty short. It is a mighty short price that to go and win at Burnley, because Burnley have beaten some decent sides at Turf Moor, and it's no point for me. We're repeating it. They're just a different team at home than they are away from home. Another sound defeat at Stoke for them on the road last week. But you can't rule them out on home territory, and the Bournemouth price is too short. Last week I remember telling everybody, yeah, Bournemouth are a very good side. They opened my eyes with that performance against Arsenal. And then they go and put in at 45 minutes against Liverpool. They did not get a kick. They really didn't. I was cursing myself. I texted you, didn't I, Dave?
Yep.
Saying, what kind of clown would tip Bournemouth? And then they're going to do that second half comeback. I don't know. This fixture troubles me. Hand to heart, I would say the most likely winners are Bournemouth. But Burnley are overpriced. And really, as a punter, I have to go for Burnley because they are bigger than I thought they would be.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.